Jesus said to his disciples, I've come to set the earth on fire, and how I wish it were already blazing. There is a baptism with which I must be baptized, and how great is my anguish until it is accomplished. Do you think that I have come to establish peace on the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. From now on, a household of five will be divided, three against two, and two against three. A father will be divided against his son, and a son against his father, a mother against her daughter, and a daughter against her mother, a mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. The Gospel of the Lord. Now, that's pretty rough stuff in the Gospel this morning, and it does indeed take a bit of explanation. And how do we explain that passage from the Gospel this morning? In fact, somebody phoned me only very recently and said, can you explain the piece in the Bible where it says, I've come not to spread peace, so to speak, but to almost spread division. What did Jesus mean by that? Well, the most reasonable interpretation is that religion, for example, divides a lot of families. I mean, that's a fact of life, where you have the parents practicing Christians, practicing Catholics, and the son or daughter of the family having no interest whatsoever. That can cause great division in the family if you allow it to happen, And talking about division, how silly it is to have division among families today over things like politics. You know, believe me, don't get involved in that. There's too much animosity in the country. There's too much animosity in the country at the moment, and we need really don't become part of that. Please, nothing is worth fighting about or upsetting people to that degree. We have got to be, you and I, as followers of Jesus, as Christians, we've got to be a source of peace in the world, not a source of division. And that applies very much to us who who are under the banner of Catholic or Christian, and that's well worth taking into mind, especially in these times. It's very, very sad today to find so many families divided over politics, so over things that ultimately, you know, it's not going to make a great deal of difference. Whoever is in charge or in power, or our life, it's up to us to make the best we can of our lives, and to be a source of happiness and joy to others.